with the Lord and to improve something in us, right? So I believe even today, God will give something that we will improve in our own life, okay? So before that, I just wanted to know, how many of us are aware of what series we are going through and what are the things we recently covered? Anyone can say anything? Okay, we covered endurance. And before that, we had unlocking God's forgiveness. Was it easy or was it little tough for us to do so? To be honest, from my end, it was little tough. my wife was saying recently, something happened to my husband. He is not shouting or he is not reacting. Somebody has exchanged my husband for some time. I really wanted to know what is happening inside. Is he accumulating everything or sometime he is going to burst or is he changed really? I want to know. So I believe it is because when we really receive the word of God, when the word really touch our own life, the people around will start seeing the changes. Especially those who are married, you can have an obvious comments. Whether it's good or bad, you will hear it from them. And this week, we are going to start our new series on truth. So before starting the message on truth, I want to give a small disclaimer. Nobody is asking anybody's banking account details and their passwords. Okay? Those things are not going to be the truth that we are going to talk. We are going to talk about something different. Okay? Okay, can we have some definition that you have for the word truth? Existing? What do you think as truth? Reality. Faithfulness. So, we are going to see some dictionary meaning that is given. Truth is the property of being in accord with the fact or reality, the state or quality of being true. If you describe someone as honest, you mean that they always tell the truth and do not try to deceive people or break the law. Do you agree this? Yes, uncle has. Okay. So, now we are going to move on. What the Bible is talking about the truth. We know what the world is referring as truth and what the Bible is referring as truth may have some add-on or something totally different from what the world says. Okay? So, what Bible says? It means more than a simple word, honesty, but it is a moral concept rooted in God's character. He is the God of truth. It influences how one think and behave. Truth is a divine nature of God. And the truth of God, the word of God is the source of the truth. How many of you agree or disagree? So, we are going to go through each one, how we are going to learn from these. The very first thing is people of truth. Who are those people? We are that people. Okay? So we are the people. So God expects his children to walk in truth. Maybe many of the times we are expecting some promises from the Lord, and we are expecting something God will do for us. And He is a faithful God. He is expected to do all these things. But in our own lives, we compromise. We will have some alternates. We have our own boundary, kind of like, you know, for this, I can be truthful, and for this, I don't need to. I can have my own gray line. But the word of God is so clear. The Lord, like, you can see that, you know, the Philippians word is very clear. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As we are doing the series, we are going to learn more how as an individual, as how as a family, as how as a church, we are going to learn more on this truth. And we are, like, you know, looking ahead how we are going to do it. Okay? And here, as I have mentioned, you know, it's not talking about your bank details or the things that we hear, like the world says, and, like, you know, this is the truth that I believe and you are going to apply. No. The word is very clear that the word of God is going to be the base. And whatever that we are going to talk about that, you know, what it teaches us and how we are going to demonstrate, that is going to be the thing that we are going to talk about here. And the next thing is the God's nature of truth. We may dwell more in God's nature this week because it's essential for us to know who is our God. And what is His character? How we are going to learn from Him? How His truth is going to have direct implications in our own life? Correct? So, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, we should be knowing the truth. If we are talking about truth, we are going to talk about our God, who is the truth, who is going to help us or enable us to walk in this attribute of His own and enable us and to grow in this. So, also, we should know God hates lies. How many of you know or doesn't know, but we still do it? It is like, you know, we are expected to do something, but we still have some gray areas hidden under the carpet, but we still don't want to let go of it because we are so used to. We are so comfortable, or we are so think that we don't want, we don't know the uncertainty how it is going to be. The next is His truth gives us freedom. How many of you really want to feel the full freedom in you? How many of us really wanted God's wisdom to handle truth? Yes. We all are, like, you know, desiring, in that case, like, you know, we all are really expected to grow in Him, to demonstrate and to grow in this attribute in us. Every word says, like, you know, how it is through Him we can make it. I remember one incident that has happened in a church where the teaching was on the spirit of, the fruit of the spirit. And everybody is expected to, learn and to do. And the next week, the next one came to the preacher was the gift of the spirit. So one man came and, I need a prayer. And the prayer need was, I'm having some struggle in my own career. So that person was praying for that man who came new. And God was revealing that person. That person was doing some unfaithfulness towards his own organization, where he is compromising his value in this, his own organization. So the preacher was put into the spot with the thing, because that person, the previous week was a different message, means it would have been easy. I can say hey, you are doing something wrong. Go and correct it. But that person was not able to say, because I have to tell with love. My intention is for that person also to grow. And I also need to grow in this fruit of the Spirit. So that person immediately asked for the wisdom. Lord, how I can present to this person that can help that person? And God immediately gave that person the wisdom. Hey, I gave you this not to tell that person you are wrong, but to stand for that person, pray for that person who is struggling, and to come out of it. And that person really said, hey, I see a struggle in you that you are going through. Can I pray for you? And 2 weeks later, the same person who received the prayer came front and I testified, hey, I was doing something wrong. God spoke to me. And I was able to do it with the help of God. So, again, this, why I'm bringing this is, maybe we all are thinking truth is something that to confronting someone are being straightforward. How the world say is, I told the truth. To go and tell someone, hey, this thing that you are doing, I don't like it. Maybe you think, it is easy practicing truth, but it has consequence, so I am being silent. But the word of truth also enables you to give you wisdom and walk in a way that it can be the character of God. Imagine if God is coming today and he has to talk the truth about you in front of everyone. What he is going to say? Is he going to tell the truth, all the things that you are doing in hidden, and you are not set right to him? No. So, as we are talking about the truth that comes from the Lord, we are all also expected to demonstrate his character in us. His truth gives us understanding of God, and his truth enables us to worship. Many of the times it's our struggle. We have the barrier in front of us to worship and to really feel the freedom, because we are having some issue in us that we are not ready to allow those areas for God's truth to work in our life. But here the word of God is there to help us and enable us. In every reference that you go through, it may be a simple word, but when you start taking it serious, when you started exploring, how, Lord, how can I do it? I know you can enable me. I know you can help me. I know you can do that. How am I going to do it? God is going to help us in his own ways. And his truth sanctifies and his truth guides. As we heard, that small incident, it is not the truth that is to condemn or to make us to feel down. are to lose our hope in him, but to increase our faith. God's truth is there to help us, to enable us, and to grow in him. And if I started talking about God's truth, I was really having a struggle, because as I was taking, it was going for pages. If I start talking all those things, I think it will not be a one day sermon, it will be a series. Because each one was speaking volumes. Actually, yesterday we both were sitting and discussing this message, me and Catherine, and one thing that we found was we have lot to work on our own life, and we have lot to think of, how we are going to apply all this on our own life. Before you are going to talk about this, I think we have a series that we internally need to do in ourselves. Okay? So to that level, it's God's truth is something that can change us and enable us. His promises enables us to grow in truth. What is the source of truth? God's word. God's word is the source of truth. The world may say 100 things outside as truth, but that may not be the truth that we can think of or be stuck with. As I have mentioned, right, it is easy to say something confronting someone or say something. Even I've heard people who are all having the transparency issues, they were even some people who they cannot hold their mouth. They will talk everything to one more person, all the things that they know. And come to one thing, hey, I'm an innocent person or person who cannot keep anything in my heart. No, that's not kind of a truth we are talking about. If you know somebody is struggling, if you know the truth, it's not the very first thing for you to go and say, hey, you're wrong. Knowing that person is having a struggle, the truth is to set them free. In that case, you are the very first person to pray for that person. And the person who was teaching the gift of the gift of Holy Spirit, that person was very deeply convicting us to say, so many times we use this for our self-glory. But all these gifts, all these fruits are for us to grow in his likeness. That means God is choosing you and revealing a truth that is for you to be a partner with God and to do his will. Amen? I just wanted to bring a small Bible character comparison, how these people really took the word of God and how they applied the promise and how they were able to fulfill the fulfillment of promise. As I have mentioned, right, Abraham and Joseph, both are promised people. How many of you agree? Do you have any doubt about them? They have also seen their promise came true, right? But there was a journey. They didn't get it in the very next day. There were delays. There were delays made by God as well as by themselves. They made their own choices. Not waiting with the promise. I really didn't want to use this to pinpoint to tell them they made mistakes. But it's a reflection of our own lives. We still have our own promises. How many of you think I have no promise from the Lord? If you think so, you are expected to read the Word of God more. Why I am saying the source of truth is the Word of God. And you will know the 100 of promises God has for everyone. And the promises for your own life and my own life. Everything we will identify through the Word of God. And those things are not just to say, hey, tomorrow I am going to see that. No. There may be a delays. There may be things that is going little wrong. There may be things that is not easy for them to go through. If you see Abraham's life, it was tough. It is not acceptable. As per the world, in this age, bearing a child, maybe it's the truth. It may not happen. The doctor's truth also may align with that. Practically also, it may be the truth. And there were counsels from the world. As per their own truth, hey, you have an alternate. Is God given a promise by thinking of the alternate? No. He promised. And the world's truth is totally different from the truth from the Bible. I just want to give a small glimpse of my own life. You know, me and Catherine were even now we are a little too different in our own tastes and our own way of thinking and all those things. We used to think we are not made for each other, and we used to have a lot of fights and all those things. To the extreme that, we checked all the possible ways of how the world gives us a counsel that, how it is easy for you to not harm that person and to live your own life. But there was one person I still remember came to me and said, Anand, I can say, I know there is struggle in your marriage. I know there are things that is not working out with your marriage. But one thing I can say for sure, God is not happy with broken marriage. God is not talking about alternates. If God has given you a person, you are expected to humble yourself and both of you to learn from one another. And to, it will be a tough journey, but I know God can do it. The Word of God is the base of your life. If you believe in Christ, if you believe the truth, you have to accept this fact. This is not the truth. So you have to believe the Word of God, and you should be ready to let go of all your egos and to work on. I believe if not, we would have been a different people. The same way, Abraham had all the choices, alternates. But he created his own battles because of his choices that he thought he is going to achieve God's promise by his own ways. There is no marriage alternates. There is no, broken marriage is like, as the Word of God says, God is the center of your marriage, means you are the one to take care of it. And the same with Joseph. It is not easy to be in the prison for such long time. And he waited. He trusted the truth. He rooted himself in truth. Today, whatever the promise that he achieved, we may can see and wonder how he was blessed. But it didn't happen in one day. Even in our own life, there may be the areas where we have our own battles. We have our own struggles. We may have our own things. The promise didn't come true. But it is not to think of the alternates, but to claim God's promise and to see victory. And as we saw the source of truth, right? There is a source of lies. That's the enemy. He will be like, you know, sowing the seed of doubt. Whether on your own promises or the very own attribute of God. Is he really going to do it for you? Is he really the one who promised? Is he a promise keeper? Sometimes, you know, there are two ways we can see people when there is a long time of wait. Either they will leave the faith or they will be like, you know, ready to take alternates and be happy with it. But here the word of God says very clear, God doesn't like the liars. And it is not to say or to like condemn anyone, but for us to be enabled in his truth. The areas that we have our own struggles, we are expected to move forward with his truth. God wants our lives built on his truth. God wants us to become more like him. And God wants us to take captive our thoughts and examine them in the truth of his word. Can we all move on? How we are going to make it? Read the word of God. Root yourself in the truth, the word. It may be easy to listen something that's already recorded audio, things that we just hear the sermon, but that alone is not going to help you. Every day we are expected to go back to the word of God. Even I may say 100 things, but 90% it may be right. It can have a 10% of things that may be on my own. How you are going to root yourself in the truth, you should go back to the truth. So that you will be able to eliminate those 10% that were wrong, but the 90% that was actual, and even the 10% you are not diverted from the truth. Imagine RHE is a ship that is journeying towards the Christ, the lighthouse. How many of you are okay with 1% of deviation? We have 100 miles to go. We are diverted only 1%. Is it okay? It's not okay. Everybody can accept that it is not okay. That means everybody in RHC is expected to root themselves in the word of God. And the very next one is meditate. Understand the hidden truth. It is okay to make mistake. It's okay to understand something that on our own ways and discuss. Hey, I read this word. I understood this way. So when we are able to discuss and we may be able to really find the actual truth, we will grow in our own way of doing it, learning from the word. Because many of the people will be having the complaints, hey man, I spent one week fully reading the chapters, but I'm feeling sleepy, or like I'm going through a tough time of, you know, those things were a little hard towards me. And I wanted it to, like, you know, escape from those things. No. It is not for those things. Yes, there will be some things, it will be a little tough. Imagine, you know, I was doing 90 days of covering over a New Testament. It was much easy, like, you know, initially there were struggles, and I tried covering 80 days, and the struggle started in the 81st day, because all the word was talking against what I am doing that is wrong. So from 80 to 90 days, I kept it on hold. I can choose something else that is little easy for me to go through. But I believe those, the very last 10 days of thing, as I go through and go back to those words, are the words that really started changing my way of reacting to people. And this happens only when we ready to read and try to understand the hidden truths and practice it. And the final one is, we are expected to share. Not to go and tell, hey, you are making a mistake, this one, the word says this, better practice it. No. Hey man, I know how much it is hard for me. How I had to go back to God again and again, kneel and ask for God for me to walk back with the same struggles, with the same things that, like, you know, I was not able to. Sometimes I will just go and tell Virgil, Virgil, I need help. What? The very next thing he will say is, Anand, what you are doing is wrong. I know. But I need some help. Yeah, we can work together. That will come only when we are ready to accept those areas. Nobody is better than one another. I know nobody is, like, no, trying to say that, no, I am living the 100% pure life, so I am expecting you to do it. I am also growing this area, and you are also come along with me, where I help, got help from God. I am ready to help you as well. And let us learn together. And this is a time for us to examine ourselves. Are we living the life of truth? Is there any lies of enemy we are dwelling on? You can check your own hearts. You know, there is no better judge than you for you yourself. This examination is not to condemn yourself or to say, like, you know, you are not a person who can achieve it, but to help us how we can overcome, how we can learn together. How is our time with the Lord and His Word? I can write my own theology, or, like, you know, my own understanding, and present to someone, hey, this is what the Bible says. We normally do it with the, like, you know, any thesis preparation or, like, any exam preparation, right? We will write ABC and, you know, hey, this is what the Bible says. We will be very easy to tell someone else. But imagine those things are for us, then how carefully we will be seeing each one. Can we take a moment to analyze ourselves? Father, Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day, Master Lord. Thank you so much for you are being the word of truth. You are being the Lord of truth and the source of truth. We all have our own battles, Lord. It's not easy. We have our own areas where we still not ready to apply your truth. But we are hiding under the carpet. We are telling ourselves it is okay. It's okay to compromise this one area. But Lord, we know your word can help us, enable us, give us the wisdom, give us the guidance, give us the deliverance that is needed, and help us to walk in your freedom, Lord. Let the God of truth take control of our lives, Master Lord. Let RHC be the ship that goes towards the lighthouse and reach the destiny that's your plan and purpose, Lord. Every promises of RHC, each and every individual here are going to be fulfilled for the glory of the Lord. There are no shortcuts. There are no our own ways. Let the truth set us free. Let us be enabled in your truth, Master Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we ask, Master Lord. Amen.